Ray Tampa, a former school principal, was elected president of the St. Petersburg chapter of the NAACP in November. Today in St. Petersburg, he spoke to the Suncoast Tiger Bay Club about education, civil rights, and the continuing relevance of the NAACP. The education achievement gap between African American students and white students is as wide as 37 percentage points, according to Tampa. He says African American males are most affected.
21% of the black boys are graduating from school here in Pinellas County. 21%. That's horrible. This represents a crisis situation. What's happening with the other 79%?
Pinellas School Board member Linda Lerner doesn't agree with the exact number, but still thinks that more must be done to improve the graduation rate of black males.
I don't want to quote the statistic precisely. I think it's a little higher. It's not good, but I think it's more like 30% of African-American young men graduate within 4 years. And certainly, as we look at the graduation rate for all our kids, that is one subgroup that we absolutely are looking at. And we are trying to provide all the opportunities that we can, and we very much need the help of mentors and tutors.
St. Pete Chapter NAACP President Ray Tampa used strong language to criticize State Representative Adam Hasner, who attempted to rally opposition to yesterday's Muslim Day at the state capitol.
We have a major leader in our state government demonstrating KKK-like tendencies as a result of his response to the news that a group of citizens planned on visiting the state capitol to talk to their representatives.
After the Muslim Day was announced last month, Representative Hasner sent out an email that read, "By now, I can't imagine you haven't heard about this upcoming lobbying day for Muslims in Tallahassee. Do you all intend to be part of an information campaign in opposition to it?" In a press conference on Tuesday, Hasner said that one organizer of Muslim Day has ties to groups that promote hate. But St. Pete NAACP President Tampa says those tactics by Hasner are inappropriate.
"We believe that these Muslim citizens have as much right as anyone else to speak to their legislators and to talk about issues of concern to their group. Keep in mind, the NAACP is concerned about the equality of rights for all persons, but we do not appreciate the response from such a major political leader in Tallahassee."
In a speech to honor Black History Month in February, U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder said the United States is a nation of cowards when it comes to race relations, and the country is voluntarily socially segregated. NAACP St. Pete Chapter President Ray Tampa says he feels that race is a topic that people tend to avoid.
"I don't agree with the manner in which he offered that response, suggesting that we're all cowards. And I guess President Obama feels the same way I feel. He would have said it differently. But what I think he was more or less trying to suggest is, when it comes to some serious discussions about race in this country, a lot of people don't really speak their mind as they should."
Tampa offered a history of the accomplishments of the NAACP, but pointed out the many problems that African Americans still face.
"The gaps in quality health care found in the African-American community versus other communities is of an unacceptable level. The number of African-American prisoners is extremely disproportionate in terms of our representation in the community. The unemployment rate for African-Americans continues to far exceed the rates for others. Black-on-black crime is a serious concern. It's ruining families day after day. We still have too many African Americans being handed prison terms that are far harsher than their white counterparts."
The NAACP continues to take on these issues, according to Tampa. The next Suncoast Tiger Bay Club meeting is Tuesday, March 24th at the Feather Sound Country Club and will feature Pinellas County Democratic Executive Committee Chair Ramsey McLaughlin. You can learn more at tigerbay.org. Reporting from St. Petersburg for WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.